The Rapid City Common Council starts its meetings with a prayer in much the same way as the town of Greece does. A local religious leader, in most cases Christian, is invited to give an invocation. The Freedom from Religion Foundation, headquartered in Madison, Wisconsin, received a complaint from a Rapid City citizen and threatened to sue the city. The U.S. Supreme Court decision has now made that threat invalid. Annie Laurie Gaylor is co-president of the foundation.
There's very little legal teeth that the Supreme Court decision has left us with, except if there were a pattern of disparagement or use of the prayer to damn people, that kind of thing. They put in a little kind of parenthetical thought about that and said this decision wasn't talking about those issues. So there may still be some cases where that will come up.
Gaylor says the organization will now turn its focus to education of public officials. Mayor Sam Quaker says Rapid City made certain concessions after the lawsuit was threatened, such as letting people know they are welcome but not required to participate.
One of the things that we've made an effort to do is to include more Native American prayers, more Jewish prayers, more diverse prayers. But the Freedom of Religion Foundation's position was no prayer at all.
The country's founders, who crafted the First Amendment, hired a chaplain to pray before meetings, a fact noted by the High Court in its opinion. Attorney General Marty Jackley says some lower courts disagreed with that concept, but this decision overrules those courts.
Opening of government meetings where prayer is meant to lead and reflect values is just part of our heritage. And so I'm really more of that philosophy that you have to really look what government is doing. And as long as government is not disparaging or discriminating against a particular religion, it's part of our national heritage and should be permissible.
The ruling indicates that people who are offended and feel disrespected by prayers before public meetings are not coerced into joining in, and they can wait outside the meeting room until the prayer has ended. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.